I get a little cold drink in me. I look at the calendar. I see it's Friday. I see you people out on the road driving around. And a lot of you are out there. The commutes are getting longer and longer and longer. Dave Givens drives 370 miles to work and back every day and considers his seven-hour commute the best answer to balancing his work and his personal life. He's the winner of a national contest to find the commuter with the longest trek. He's one of millions of people who are commuting longer and farther than ever before. Studies show Americans spend more time than ever commuting. And for a growing number, getting to work takes more than an hour. In the most recent U.S. Census Bureau study, 2.8 million people have so-called extreme commutes, topping 90 minutes. This Givens fella, Dave Givens, 46 years old, electrical engineer, has himself an extreme commute. Has a home in Mariposa, California, and he has a job in San Jose. His trip landed him first place among almost 3,000 entries in the search for America's longest commute, sponsored by Midas. But as tedious as Givens' trip may sound, he says it's the way to keep the home and the job he loves. He says, to me, this is not that long a commute. It's just something I do to go to work. Longer commutes frequently involve people who live in one suburb and work in another suburb. Studies show 11% of U.S. commuters traveled more than an hour to work last year, up from 6% in 1990. The average one-way commute grew by 15% to 30 minutes. Average one-way commute, 30 minutes. Wow. Added to long commutes is increased congestion. Commuters typically spend 52 hours a year in traffic jams. That's up from 39 hours a year a decade ago. That's the time wasted above and beyond just making the trip. Boy, this just doesn't jibe at all with my experience, with my commute. I just left for work 10 minutes ago, as a matter of fact. Left at 5:30. Now, I may not be the norm. Actually, my dad said the term norm has actually never been seen in the vicinity of my corpus. But anyway, I don't have a commute that matches what's being described here. You guys want to go on a commute with me? I taped my commute earlier just to see what exactly I have to put up with after reading this. Just to see how I compare with Americans in general. I just taped my whole commute. Why don't you tag along? You want to tag along? Find out what I deal with? Yeah, let's take a look at what my commute's all about, huh? Better put on my shoes. I take them off when I come in the house because I always seem to have a bunch of dog crap on the bottom of them. I wouldn't have if people would pick up the dog crap, but they don't, and I step in it. Well, let's see what we have for a little commute here. Rush hour. It's 5:30. Time to head in and do a radio show. All right. You want to time this? I'm leaving from St. Paul, and I'll be going to work in, in St. Paul. All right. Let's time it. I generally don't encounter any cars on my commute. Every now and then I see one, but my guess is most of them are out on the freeways. I'm not a freeway guy myself. It's not that I mind the speed. 55 miles per hour, I'll do that if I have to some days, but I miss the turning left and right, that sort of thing. I like to turn. What the hell's a steering wheel for anyway? I just took a right there. I'll be taking a left eventually as well. Those are the only turns I make. but I make the best of them. About halfway to work now. See what we got here. There's a truck in front of me. That's not uncommon. I go through a little industrial area called Truckville. I'm the smallest vehicle on this road, usually. Big old semis. The guys often wave to me. Hey, how are you, buddy? Oh, that wasn't a wave. Oh, middle finger there, huh? What'd I do? You usually don't know with these clowns. Well, there's a car coming at me now. That's a first. May see one more before this commute's over. Not long now. I see the tower. There's the old Hubbard Tower. Usually on my commute, I have one of those books on tape. Get a couple sentences in before I get to the driveway. There's the old Hubbard property. Well, another day making it without any road rage. Of course, who would I get mad at? Yeah, I guess sometimes I get kind of mad at myself for not enjoying some of the long, relaxing commutes other Americans have. I suppose there's something to be said for spending a little more time in the car, thinking, meditating, that sort of thing. I do miss out on that. All right, there's my parking spot. Well, not really my parking spot. That's actually the news director at KSTP's parking spot. Television news director. But I told him where he could stick his private parking spot. Oh, boy. He wears a suit. All right, what do we have for a commute? Let's see here. 3 minutes, 15 seconds. Whoa, I have got to stretch. Oh. Boy, all cramped up.